gonna believe God now. That same God that we were believing and singing about, we're gonna believe him now to work a miracle in your life. Shall we pray? Lord, we believe today. You said in your word, if we would just believe you when we ask you for anything that we want, you said, believe that you receive it. Amen. That you would grant it to us. Today, we believe in you, Lord God, for these that are under the sound of my voice. We believe in you, Lord God, to heal their bodies. We believe in you, Lord God, to deliver them. Some are sick and suffering. So many all around the world is sick and suffering today, in pain, in misery. We ask you, oh God, that you will look down upon them. Heal all matter of diseases. Cast the devil out. Satan, we come against you right now. Command you to take your hands off these bodies. Loose here, Satan, and come out. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch them everywhere. Make them everywhere whole. Heal high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, heart trouble, lupus, asthma, emphysema. Lord Jesus, mental problems. Heal right now. Oh God, show your divine power. Then, oh God, those that have their wallets in their pocketbooks, on the radio. Lord, they believe in you to put some money in that pocketbook. They believe in you, Lord God, to pay those bills. They believe in you, Lord God, to make a way out of no way. Savior, raise our faith in thee till it can move a mountain. We thank you, Lord God, for filling those pocketbooks up. We thank you, Lord, for putting money in that man's wallet, in that woman's pocketbook. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you for putting food on the table. Thank you for paying the rent and the mortgage and the car note. Thank you, Lord, for paying the light bill. Thank you, Lord, for paying the gas bill. Thank you, Lord, for paying the mortgage. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all needs today. We believe it for it right now. We ask, Lord God, that thou will show your divine power. Lord God, we give your name the praise, and all the glory shall be thine. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of God's people, clap your hands and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you now. God bless you, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for blessing you. This way you'll be able to say, like we were saying when we first come on the air, the Lord is blessing me right now. What did he do? He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. I like to say a lot of times, I like to say, God had my name on the wake-up list. Yes, sir. Woke me up, clothes in my right mind. Hallelujah. Gave me the use and activity of my limbs. Hey, don't y'all start now. Don't start now. Hallelujah, I'm watching the clock. God is a good God. Well, just give me a moment here. If I had one chance to sing a song, I can't sing it long, but I just want y'all to help me do this song here. It says this: what do you know about Jesus? What do you know? We'll be right back. the prayer answering Savior. God bless you. God bless you. I guess you ought to know by now. If you don't know, you're listening to that noisy church on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And we're so glad to be coming to you wherever you are today to let you know that Jesus Christ is all right with us. And he can be all right with you if you will just trust him. Amen. Come on, put those hands together and give the Lord another praise. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. God bless you now. We want to remind you to write us. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Amen. Write us this week. Let us know that you're tuning into our radio broadcast. And if you can, send an offering. Send an offering to say, Brother Lawson will help you stay on the radio. Now, if you'd like to send us your offering via Cash App, through the Cash App, send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. If you send that through the Cash App, as soon as you push the button, we'll have your offering here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're going to get our Bibles at this time. We're going to go into the Word of God. I want to encourage you today, if you want God to bless you, if you want to receive God's blessing, you got to get stuff out of the way to receive it. Sometimes God can't give us what he wants us to have because he ain't got no room to put it, because we got so much stuff blocking it. Uh-huh. Got so much stuff in the way that God will say, well, when you get rid of some of that stuff, then I'll be able to give you your blessing that I have for you. Sometimes we have friends that are blocking our blessing. Sometimes we'll have somebody we ain't got no business being with blocking our business, our blessing. Sometimes we'll have things that are in our lives that are contrary to the word of God. Mm-hmm. Block your blessing. Sometimes we're following false doctrines that's contrary to the doctrine of God. Block your blessing. Amen. I was listening to the big controversy that's going on now with one of the preachers that come out, and all of a sudden now he done got this new revelation that he's saying that tithes are no longer in order for the church. And he's been preaching all these years, and now he's saying that he has made a mistake. After all these years now, he just realized he done made a mistake. I mean, I've been seeing it myself since about 20, 30 years. And I don't understand how the Lord didn't reveal this to him before now. After he done got an airplane. Oh, I didn't say that. Yes, I did. Amen. After he got all this stuff now, all of a sudden he got a new revelation. It's not, and I'm not talking about the brother, because sometimes we do error. But when you don't stick with God's word, and when you come up with all this new stuff, you wind up going off the mark. I want to tell you, people of God, don't listen to folks that tell you that you don't have to pay tithes, that you don't have to give tithes. Not pay tithes. You don't pay tithes, you give tithes. Do not listen to these folks that are teaching you you do not have to give your tithes to the church. I want you to come by here one Thursday night when I'm teaching Bible class, and I can explain it to you in depth why the church is getting tithes even today. Just like God has given man the common sense to have taxes to run the government, God has given the church the common sense to have tithes to run the church. Amen, Walls. God bless your lights. Amen. So glad to have you. Won't nobody else say nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! Child, you go to talking about money, you be down in the valley all by yourself. Can't hear nobody pray. Hallelujah. But listen, I found out, and I am a living witness, that if you give your tithes, God will bless you just like he said he would. He'll pour you out a blessing where you won't have room to receive. And now back to what I was saying. In order for you to get those blessings, you got to get stuff away from you. Throw stuff away. Get it out your life so that God can bless you. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Lord, drop this in my spirit earlier today. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And we want to look right there at the 7th verse. That's 1 Peter 5 and 7. And we find the words of our Lord reading as thus. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Do you know Jesus cares about you and he's concerned about you? He's interested in what you're going through in this life. And he knows that things are going to come up in this life that you can't handle. So therefore, he says, casting whatever you have. That word casting, it don't mean to hand it to Jesus. Like walk up and say, here, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. No, that ain't what that word means there. The word in Greek means to throw it. Don't even get close to Jesus. Throw it towards him. Amen. Throw it to Jesus. Whatever your problem is, whatever your situation is, don't try to walk up and say, here, Lord, be casual about it. Lord, I want you to take care of this. No, throw it. Don't even get close to him. Here, Lord, I'm getting rid of it. This way, when you throw it to Jesus, it's away from you, and Jesus got it. Y'all don't hear me here today? Amen. Praise God. Casting your cares upon him. Why throw it on Jesus? Because he cares for you. He cared so much for you that he came here and died on the cross. He came here and shed his precious blood. He came here and became the sacrificial lamb that you might have the opportunity and the wherewithal to cast your cares on him. Sometimes we can't get stuff to come in our lives. We can't get the blessings of the Lord because we're holding on to stuff. Sometimes the Lord want to bless you with new furniture, but you got all that old antique stuff sitting up in there. Talking about, I'm keeping it. It might be some money. It might be valuable one day. Listen, casting your cares, cast that stuff out. That stuff ain't got a bit more value to it than a hill of beans. Your grandmama had it. She passed it down to your mama, and your mama done passed it down to you. And if you go to that show that they have on Channel 13, the public TV station, where they show the antique show, some people come up and they just know they're going to get some money. And the person tell them, no, ain't no value in this here. You might get $10 or $12. You might get $15. Amen. Stop holding on to stuff. Stop holding on to friends that God done told you to cast away. Stop holding on to items in your life that God done told you to cast away. Why did he tell you to cast away? Because he wants to bless you. Sometimes we find folks, they got stuff, and I'm guilty of this. I might as well tell on myself. If I'm going to tell on you, I'm going to tell on Lawrence Casper Staton. There have been times I've been cleaning my house. And you know how you start going through stuff. And you say, I'm going to throw all this stuff out. And you sit down and start going through it. And you next thing you know, you done took it out this pile and put it over here in that pile. Well, I need to save this. I need to save that. And next thing you know, everything that you was probably throwing out is over in the other pile. You ain't got rid of nothing. Amen. Some of that stuff you ain't looked at in 100 years. And they ain't going to look at it. But you saved it. Well, what are you saying? Well, I don't know. I might need it one day. You ain't going to need it. Get rid of that stuff. Casting all your cares on you. Casting all that stuff out so that God can bless you with something new. Amen. Amen. He wants to bless you, but he can't put it in on top of all that stuff you got. Some of you got stuff in your heart. You're holding it against people. You don't like this one. You don't like that one. You don't care about this particular person. You don't like the way they look. You don't like the way they talk. You don't like the way they walk. Cast that away from you so that God can bless you with a pure heart, so that God can bless you with things that you need. He can bless you one thing is with a peace of mind, so you won't be looking at what Sally Sue got on. So you won't be looking at what Sister Duflachi is doing. So you won't be paying attention to Brother Bimbo. Amen? The scripture says, casting your cares on him. Cast your care upon him. Because he cares for you. Jesus cares for you, and he wants you to get rid of all that stuff. You can't be blessed if you have stuff in the way of your blessing. Some people got so much stuff in their house, you open the door, you can't even get in. Stuff that I'm piled up in there, just holding on to, just hoarding stuff. Just hoarding stuff. Look in the cabinets, they got stuff in there that done been there since the 1990s. Here we're in another century. They got stuff all up and they can't even eat the stuff. The stuff done become outdated. It's got a date on the can. The stuff said used by such and such a date. And the date done expired 20 years ago. They're sitting up in the cabinet. Get rid of that stuff. Cast that stuff away. Amen. Sometimes we need to realize, we need to cast away, amen, things that are in our life that's contrary to God. One thing that's contrary to God is sin. We need to cast that away. You can't get rid of it, but if you throw it away, God will keep it from coming back to you. Repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And God will keep you from those things that you don't need to have in your life. He will bless you with a better life. He will bless you to be happy. He will bless you to be delivered. He will bless you to be saved. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He'll give you joy unspeakable when you cast all your cares on him. I tell you, God can make you so happy till your husband will get jealous at you. God will make you so happy till your wife will get jealous at you. I talked to a sister this morning, called me up, that had came here to the church, and she said after she left here at Exodus and went home, her husband accused her, because she was too happy, her husband accused her of being out with somebody else. She done got so happy here at the church and enjoyed the Lord, so she went home rejoicing, and the husband said, you ain't been to church, you've been out with somebody else, you've been cheating on me. What did she do? She cast her cares away. Let me tell you, when you come here, she ain't met up with no other man. She met up with Jesus. And she could go and tell the world, come see a man. Like that woman at the well just said, come see a man. He's told me all the things I've done. He's given me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because I've cast everything on him. She was going through a trouble with her husband and stuff. And she said, look, I'm going to church and I'm going to have me a good time. She come here to church, had a good time. When she went back home, her husband declared that she was out with somebody else because she was just too happy, just too happy. Ain't no way in the world nobody could be that happy. But listen, that's the kind of joy God will give you if you cast all your cares on him. He'll make you free. He'll make you delivered. He'll make you set free. He'll bless you. Amen?
Amen.
The scripture says, casting your cares upon him because he cares for you. Jesus cares for you, my friends. He loves you so much. He don't want you burdened down. He don't want you with a whole lot of stuff that's in the way of your blessing. Get rid of it. Anything that you see is going to hinder your progress in God, cast it away. It's a care. It's something that you're pondering over your mind. I got to keep. I got to worry about. I got to look after. No, cast it away. Get rid of it. Give it to Jesus. If you give it to Jesus, he'll take care of it for you. And he'll bless your soul. And not only that, see, that's what I like about God. He says, you give, and he'll give back to you. You give him your troubles, he'll give you a blessing. Like that song we say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And one thing about it, he ain't going to let you outgive him. Whatever you give to him, he's going to outdo you and give you something better when he gives it back to you. Amen?
Amen.
He will not let you outdo him. That's why when you hear the word of God say that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God has given us the ultimate thing today that will free us from sin. And he sends us today, cast it on him. That's his purpose of coming here, to take your burdens, amen, and relieve you of them and set you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Just leave them there. Just leave them there. Take your Jeff! calling you out. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, that was a hand clap for me. Now, give Jesus a hand clap. Praise God. God bless you. We love the Lord on today. Amen. Remember, friends, we have a Savior that we can give all our troubles to. Don't ever think that you got to walk and hold on to trouble and hold on to situation, hold on to problem. No, God don't want you to do that. He wants you to give your problems to him. And he says he will handle it. No matter what it is, give it to him. He will handle it. He can take better care of it than you and I can. Amen. Because he can see down the road and around the bend. Amen. So let's give God our troubles and let him handle it for us. Amen. And watch God do it. He'll do it. I'm telling you, he'll do it every time. Thank you, Lord.
Just leave him there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there. If you trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Of Jesus Christ, we greet you in that matchless name today. There's no other name above that name. Hallelujah. None can match up to it. And we're certainly grateful to God to be able to be coming to you at this time, coming into your homes or into your cars or your places of business or wherever you are, listening to the sound of my voice. Yes, the Lord is blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Any of y'all out there, the Lord is blessing you? Let me hear you say, the Lord is blessing me.
The Lord is blessing me right now.
Right now. We ain't got to wait on it. It's already happening right now. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. What a wonderful Savior. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And yes, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, on the air once more again. We praise God for this opportunity to be coming to you in your homes, in your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you might be at this time listening to the sound of my voice. Amen. You want to get in God's blessings? It's there for you. It's an opportunity.